The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Show, I sure as heck am. Boy, let me tell you, we really needed the rain that came in. And if you didn't think we needed rain, obviously you didn't go touch your grass, or you haven't cut your grass in a couple of weeks. But no, we needed the rain for all of our, you know, lakes and streams. The, you know, we're going to talk about the Fox River getting a little more active. The chain got water. A lot of ponds were a foot to 2 foot low. Some of them were even more. But things are just looking good, and I'm pretty excited about that. But let's talk about this week's show. Well, first of all, we're going to have Captain Tony, who's probably sitting in his boat in the harbor waiting for somebody to get there. They're running a little bit late, I bet. And he's only going to be in there for a couple more weeks, so please make note. He's only going to be in there for another week, I think. So make sure you get out if you want to catch some of those nice big lake trout. Can't go wrong with that anytime. Okay, but then we're going to have Brooks Wheeler. That's right. He's a 60-time Master Angler Award winner for the state of Michigan. Can you believe that? 60 times he's won these awards in the state of Michigan? He's going to tell us all about that program and how he did it. And you know what? So can you. And it's really a remarkable way of the DNR and the anglers all working together. I'm pretty excited about that. And then we're going to be talking with Mike Pierce. He's the stocking coordinator. I called him the babysitter for all the little muskies. But the Fox River Valley Muskie Inc. Group, they are on a 3-year ongoing stocking program to put more and more muskies into the chain of lakes in northern Illinois. And it's an unbelievable success, because the fish they've been stocking have been growing and fast, and there's plenty of food. The Illinois DNR has even said, well, you know what, maybe we'll have to put in 3,000 muskies into the lake to help, you know, get this thing back in balance. So, see that? This is a local fishing club doing good and getting the IDNR to help them also with additional stocking, and it's only going to be better for us in the next couple of years. Mark the calendar, Chauncey said on that one. Okay, then after that, we're going to have, in our last segment of the show, the Aiden Fishing Report. Can't miss Aiden Fishing Report. And other outdoor information within that report of what's going on in other areas and fishing and things like that. So we've got a lot to get done. We got a lot to do. But before we go anywhere,
now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere, probably on his boat in the harbor, on the big pond. Hey, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Man, Mother Nature again was messing with you all week.
Oh, yeah. You know, these fronts come in. Like I said before, October's strictly a hit or miss month getting out there fishing. Hour to hour, day to day, you know. Offshore was pretty ugly. So, you know, you just got to, you know, season's ending here. But we still have a few days left, you know, fishing this weekend and a couple days into next week. And then that's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm. Now, There's a very few number of boats playing inside, closer in. Is that true?
Some small boaters are fooling around inside. You know, they're picking up maybe a brown here, stray little king or a coho that's, you know, because this time of year the cohos usually come in. But I haven't seen many of them, haven't heard much. But, again, if you're going to try it late at night or early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Close to shore.
Right. And probably that early morning is going to be your best shot, you know, I would think.
Right, right. The kings are all done right now. You know, someone told me, oh, they're in now. I'm like, well, they're done. Yeah, there might be some swimming around with a couple sweaters on them. You know how those go. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on their last leg. But right now I would, you know, go out and look for lake trout in 160 to the 190 area. Because that's where I'm fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard that someone was out in 320 to 360, and they said they took some, like, two-year-old kings and a few rainbows. But I'm not sure. I can't verify that. But, you know, I'm sure there are fish out there, but that's a long way to go. And this time of the year, I wouldn't chance it in a small boat.
300 and what? 60?
Yeah, 300. They dumped me at 300 and went to 360.
You need your Canadian permit if you're going to be that far out.
Just about, you know, if the weather kicks up, these fronts are crazy. Like this afternoon, you know, it's supposed to blow pretty hard. And
mm-hmm.
It's one of the things where, you know, you got to watch her because she can get downright ugly.
Oh, and Mother Nature will definitely do that. In the morning, early morning when you're, you know, fishing, would you recommend glow-in-the-dark stuff or no?
Early morning, pre-dawn?
Yeah.
That's our running time. You know, the time is, you're still running. Well, light, it gets light about 6:35, 6:40. It's really, you can see. So I'm not really running no glow-in-the-darks.
Mm.
I'm running big paddles with spinning glows, some small white hot spots with spinning glows and some white flies. I have some spoons, you know, multicolor spoons. I'm running spoons, trying some stuff high when we're seeing them high marks.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the high marks are not working for some reason. They could be gizzard shad migrating through.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I know a couple weeks ago, a couple captains caught a couple catfish out there.
Mm.
You know, but as far as silverfish, far few in between.
Okay. And well, it sounds like it's winding down a little bit here for the season, but if somebody wants to get out with Captain Tony and chase a few of them big fat Lakers,
This weekend looks beautiful out there. We'll see it all.
Yep.
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can always visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters and check out some pictures and bunch of videos and bunch of other good stuff on there.
Sounds good to me, my friend. And what is everybody yelling, Captain Tony's Diamond Ghost Charters?
We're not going out today. It's too windy. Mother Nature says no, no, no.
No, 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 no. We always yell, fish on or get the rod, get the rod.
Get the rod, right. But be safe out there. You
exactly.
know, watch the weather. Be sure of your weather before you go out.
Yeah, it's always better to go out another day if you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
If you're going out alone, make sure you not let someone know that you're going out fishing.
Well, never go out alone. Never.
Right, right.
All right, Tony. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, good fishing, everybody.
That's Captain Tony, everybody, out on Diamond Ghost Charters, probably sitting on the dock waiting for somebody to come down to jump on board. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold them.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, all I can say is sometimes you stand in the light of somebody else in complete, you know, I'm trying to even come up with the right word. Let's just say in awe of a gentleman. Everyone, let's say good morning to Brooks Wheeler from Mesquite, well, Grand Haven, actually, but, you know, Western Michigan area there. Brooke, how are you?
It's Brooks. I'm well.
I know Brooks it is. I've known Brooks for a number of years, but and if you've followed my Facebook page, you know that Brooks has been, you know, shoot me little notes and stuff about coming on the show. But one of the things that you don't know about Brooks is he is a 60-time Master Angler Award winner in the state of Michigan. Let's give him a round of applause. Yeah. Brooks, I mean, I'm in awe. I'm humbled. How do you do this?
I think the Master Angler program started out in 1999, I believe, when they started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically for the DNR, you know, they get good information on the fish and stuff when, you know, people are turning this stuff in. So I think my first fish was right around there. That was a lake trout that I caught was out in the lake. And I think that was my first Master Angler fish. It was like a 30-pound lake trout that I caught in Lake Michigan. The only one that beat me that year was from Lake Superior. So that's when I started. And then ever since then, I kept going because every year you get a patch. They have a different fish on it, and I collect them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, like I says, you can be a master. What are the qualifications to qualify under a certain species?
Well, they all have different qualifications. So like a bluegill, okay, which I have not got yet in the state of Michigan, it has to be 10 inches long to be a master angler bluegill in the state of Michigan.
Mm.
So a northern pike has to be 39 inches to be a master angler. Same with a Chinook salmon, which I have like three or four of those. They have to be 39 inches also. So the DNR it's changed over the years, the criteria, because I'd say 10 years ago, you had to have a witness there that would sign your form for you. So you'd have to put a tape measure on your fish.
Mm-hmm.
The witness would have to witness that. And then you would have to send a picture of you with the fish to the DNR along with that form, and then where it was caught, what it was caught on, time of day, body of water, and all that stuff. And then if you met all that criteria, and it was the right species of fish that you were saying it was, then they would send you back your Master Angler Award.
Wow. And to have 60 of them just blows my mind, Brooks. I'm sitting there going, my God. And the thing is, you're doing this on public waters. You're not fishing some guy's private pond, right?
You cannot get a Master Angler Award on private water. It has to be on public water.
Yeah,
they won't give it to you if it's in a private pond.
Right. And if anybody's ever, you know, followed Brooks Wheeler on Facebook, you know, you see he's fishing from shore with his daughter for a number of years. You see he's fishing from you're not on a 39-foot, you know, deep V charter boat. You're fishing from a boat that is trailerable that you keep in your backyard, right?
Oh, yeah. I go, it's a 16-foot flat-bottom pram, so I can go 5 miles out in the lake in it, or I can go 5 miles up the river in it.
That's exactly it. I mean, you know, you're an angler just like the rest of us. You're the regular guy who loves the fish, and you know I've got to tell you, you've nailed some fish that have just knocked my socks off. When you fished the Grand Haven area and you're catching those huge catfish, I just shake my head and I go, I didn't know they were there.
Well, you know, most people probably do not know they're there, and most people are probably not catching that fish neither, because you got to have the right line, or you get them on, and they're probably breaking you. If you're fishing with, you know, 6-10-pound test line, they're probably breaking your line, and you're not even seeing them, because, you know, sometimes it takes me 15 minutes to get them in.
Now, that's called any fish that you have to fight for over, you know, literally, if you got to fight it for over 5 minutes, is a classic fish. If you got to fight it for 10 or 15 minutes, you're in world class in my mind on that point, because that's so much fun. And, you know, I'm watching you, and, you know, you're working the, you know, the shoreline there. And I'm like, do people realize that this is all this great fishing that you do, Brooks, is within the reach of, you know, gazillion people?
That is true. I share my spot with the people that are standing there, because if there's a young lad or a young girl there, and I get a nice fish on, I will hand them my pole.
Mm-hmm. I do that
all the time. So
Since
my daughter doesn't like to fish anymore, the 18 yeah. time master angler.
Yeah, she only 18 for her.
Only
but, you
18
know.
For her.
Yeah, well, you know, when she grew up, she'll come back to fishing, Dad. Dad, she'll come back to fishing. Don't worry.
Maybe she went bluegill fishing the other day. So yeah. I don't know what she wanted, but I think it was some money for homecoming dance. She came a couple days later. Can I have some money?
There you go. She had to put the soft touch in first and then come back for the homecoming dance.
I think that's what it was.
But, you know, for example, yeah, I can't remember what fish it was that was I saw online. And you handed that rod over to the kid. And that kid was just having the time of his life. And I want to say the kid's father kept saying, Don't let go of the rod. Don't let go of the rod.
I think that was me.
Oh, that was you.
The first thing I say when I go, whatever you do, do not let go of this rod. First thing I always say to everybody that I hand my pole to, don't let go.
And you've heard me say it on the air, Brooks. And, you know, you catch a fish, and if there's a kid around, just hand him the rod and say, here, land this one for me.
Yeah, well, I get just as much enjoyment now because I've caught thousands of fish, you know. Yeah. So if there's a little kid by me, you know, I will do that. I was there, I don't know, it was a couple of years ago. I come down to my spot, and the whole troop of Boy Scouts are down there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, wow, there's a whole bunch of people in my spot. And they're all fishing, but they're all fishing with worms, mm-hmm. you know, bobbers. And I'm fishing, they come there, and I'm fishing. I'm going for them big fish. So I'm fishing with, I catch my catfish on crankbaits. There's not very many people that think a catfish is going to bite a crankbait. So anyhow, I'm sitting there, and they were in my good spot, so I went down a little bit farther to another spot, and there's a Boy Scout standing next to me, and boom, I hook up, and it was a 29-inch channel catfish it ended up being, but, you know, as soon as I got it on, I handed him the pole. I handed him the pole, and he caught that fish, you mm-hmm. know. Not to mention that Jimmy Gretzinger was also there for Michigan Outdoors filming it. And then he walks up, Brooksy, what's up? Because he knows me and stuff. So this little kid catches that fish.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't know is they were all in competition with each other because they were having a Boy Scout tournament that day. So anyhow, that kid, I didn't know this, and the kid stayed next to me. I handed him the pole again, but every time he was measuring that fish and going down and writing it down with whoever was keeping track of that stuff, and guess who won?
Yeah, guess who won? Well, you know, it's okay to hand the – many years ago, we were out salmon fishing on Lake Michigan, and my business partner, who is past my friend Tom Baldwin, I grabbed the rod, and I had already caught a couple of fish, and he had not caught a fish that day on this charter boat. And it was a competition thing between a whole group of organizations. And I grabbed the rod because it was in front of me, and I said, oh, this is a good fish. And I turned to Tom, and I said, Tom, you take this one. And as I handed it to him, I knew it was a big one. And I just had so much fun watching him catch that fish. And we landed this big king salmon. It wound up actually winning the entire tournament because of its size. And he won a trolling motor and everything else. But it was like, you know, I had as much fun catching it as he did.
Oh, yeah. I do all the time. Like I say, when I'm down there, if there's somebody that's close to me that I think's going to enjoy it and not being something I don't want them to be doing, I will hand them the pole.
Yeah. But once again, I mean, you're fishing public waters in, you know, Muskegon, maybe Ottawa County and other areas of Michigan. I mean, these are areas that anybody can go fish and catch these. And just go to the Michigan DNR website if you want to learn more about the Master Angler Award, right?
Yep. Like you go there, Michigan DNR, and then punch in Master Angler, then it'll come up with a criteria. The criteria is different now from what it was back then,
mm-hmm.
because now you can actually do it by yourself. You don't mm-hmm. have to have the witness. So, and you don't have to send in the form anymore because they do it all online. So if you catch a fish, you got to follow their criteria, though, because you have to have a picture of you with the fish, and now they make you put the tape. You can't have it over top of the fish. It has to be underneath it, alongside of it, and you have to be able to see the tape from the head to the tail, and you have to be able to read the numbers on your tape. I was denied the first year because my tape measure was one of them roll-out tape measures, and you could not really see the numbers on it on the when I took a picture. So I got denied on all my fish that year because you couldn't see it very well. So now I got, you know, like a Stanley tool one that's got the great big numbers on the tape. So when I take the picture, you can see it. So then you do all that online. They actually even have it where it's like a GPS coordinated where you got to go into where you were on the river and pinpoint it, and then it goes into their system so they know where you were at when you got it. And then you got, like I said, you got to do all that other stuff where you put the time of day, what lure you know, spinning rod or, you know, what type of fishing you were doing, still fishing. You got to put all that stuff in there. And then if you meet that, then you will get that thing. But if you don't have that picture done right, if you take the tape and put it over top of the fish, so if it's like a great big fish and it's bowing over top of it, they're not giving you that award. They're going to deny you.
Cool. Well, Brooks, I want to say thank you for coming on to talk to us about being a master angler for the state of Michigan 60 times, 6-0, and it's going to be even more after this year, I can tell you that. But just, you know, and everybody, you can, Brooks does a little fishing report every week throughout the summer on an FM radio station out of Western Michigan, don't you?
Yep, it's on 92.1 WGHN, and every Fridays I give the inland report, but my buddy gives the Big Lake report every day on the channel that tells you, you know, he's a charter boat captain. He tells you, you know, how far out you got to go and what they're biting on and how far down and stuff like that. Cool. And that's on every day.
Well, Brooks, I want to thank you very much for handing, and you know what? It's great that you're a 60, you know, time, you know, winner of the Master Angler Award. But you know what? Thanks for handing that rod to that kid.
Oh, yeah, I love to do that. And, you know, people can go to my YouTube channel, Brooks Wheeler Outdoors, and you can watch some of them big fish being caught.
Well, I'm going to do that right now. Okay, buddy?
Yeah. We can watch that king salmon I caught last year. It took me, I got the video down to 11 minutes, but it took like 18 minutes in the Grand Haven Channel to catch it.
Ooh, that's a fish.
By myself, I might add.
Okay. All right, Brooks, I'm going to let you go, okay?
All right, good talking to you, Chance.
Everybody, that was Brooks Wheeler, 60-time Master Angler Award winner for the state of Michigan. You, too, also could become one just like Brooks. Boy, if you fish like Brooks, I'm really impressed. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It's that time of the year to get out into the field for the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Pheasant and Quail Hunt at the Wayne Fitzgerald State Park in beautiful Wren Lake area, November 29th and 30th. Treat yourself and get your hunting friends to come for 2 days of a guided pheasant and quail hunt with dogs, lodging, food, bird cleaning, and memories that'll last a lifetime. The event includes late morning check-in and lunch on November 29th, a full afternoon of hunting, followed by a cocktail reception, dinner, and auction in the evening. On November 30th, a morning hunt is scheduled. So sign up at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. See you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Black, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing, so we've got to see who our special guest is. Well, we have Mike Pierce from the Fox River Valley Muskies, Inc. organization. And, Mike, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Mike, you were the guy who is basically, how can I put this nicely? You take care of a lot of babies, don't you?
I'm a babysitter.
You're the babysitter for Fox River Valley Muskies, but what he really does is he does works, coordinates, pull together for, I think, a couple of years now, Mike, isn't it?
3 years. I am the stocking director.
It's the stocking director, which means he's putting
muskies. I order the fish.
Yeah, you order the fish, take care of them when they get here, you get them put into the body of water that you're going to stock them in, but what people don't realize is when you're, you know, yes, the DNR does stock fish and throughout the state of Illinois, but the Fox River Valley Muskie guys and you, and, you know, you raise money and stuff like this to stock muskie, right?
Yes.
And actually, you've been doing that on the chain, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is our home lake.
Yeah. And so when somebody's catching their 48 or 50-inch muskie out of the chain of lakes, which there are some swimming around. I hate to tell you this. There's 50 in there, plus, and it's probably because of something this organization did, don't you think?
Agreed.
Yeah. Now, first of all, this year, how many fish did you stock?
Well, the FRV put in, we purchased 1,130 fish, muskies,
wow.
10 to 14-inch muskies. And we put 930 of them in Channel Lake at Muskie Tails Launch.
Okay.
The other 200 went into Long Lake.
Oh.
We, as a chapter of Muskies, Inc., the Homeowners Association on Long Lake came out and asked us if we could help them stock their lake. And we introduced the muskies to that lake. So for the past 3 years, we put 200 each year into the Long Lake.
Well, that's really kind of cool. Now, are they starting to see those muskies? You know, they're not legal size, but, you know, they're going to start catching 2-footers, 2.5-footers, wouldn't they, after 3 years?
Yes.
Now, that's cool. This is called, you know, grassroots efforts. This is people in an organization getting together, having too much fun, I hate to say that, because I've been with these guys several times. They have a lot of fun. They do events, they raise money, and then they put the money into the stocking of these fish. And, you know, 900 fish is a marvelous number to go into the, you know, the chain of lakes, isn't it?
It's the most amount that FRV's ever put in.
Wow. Now, are there any special strain of muskie? I mean, you know, because some, you know, there's usually different strains of muskies. Like there's this lake, the Leech Lake, and there's another one. What have you been stocking?
Well, I buy these from Golden Fish Farms up in Dodgeville, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his own muskies up there that he... he's got his own brood stock. So he goes out and milks his own fish mm-hmm. and gets the eggs and raises them, hatches them. And 6 months later, we put them in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 10 to 14 inches long.
Yeah. I mean, so for them to get that 10 to 14 inch growth in a 6 month period, that means those fish are well taken care of, well cared for, and, you know, someone there is matter of fact, medically, they're checked out by, you know, because you can't transfer live fish from one state to another state, and really you should never transfer live fish from one pond to another either. But, you know, they get the approval from the state DNRs, and then you guys get these fish, and you release them by buckets, for lack of a better term, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've seen some of the videos of years past where there's little kids, but, you know, younger kids carrying buckets and waddling, carrying a 5 gallon bucket half full of water, you know, to release their fish. And, you know, they let those fish go. And that only instills in the younger kids a want to, they've put something into the outdoors. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, right?
Well, as Muskie's chapter, Muskie's Inc., as a chapter of Muskie's Inc., that is what we're all about. We're into the stocking, and we're into youth movements
mm-hmm.
and events. And we try to get the little kids out there as much as we can and get them involved as much as we can. We have kid outings and everything else. But, yeah, we try to get the kids until they ask everybody to bring their grandkids, their daughters, their sons out, take them out of school. We have one gentleman that's brought his kid out of school for 2 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they love it. We had one little 4-year-old girl last year. She said bye-bye to all the little fish. They were swimming away. She was pouring them in the water. It was the cutest thing in the world.
Saying bye-bye to the fish.
Although last year we did see a 36, 37-inch muskie come up and eat one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you put the buffet table out there, they're going to jump on it, aren't they?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's nature, as my daughter would say when they were younger.
Yep.
It's just nature, Dad.
I think this is like the year of the muskies.
Oh, yeah?
Just to keep you informed here, in 2019, we put 450 muskies in. 2020, last year, we put 361. And then this year, we put 930. Prior to that, on September 7th, the DNR did not put any muskies in the chain last year. They did not stock it because they were not working. And this year, they made up for that and put 3,000 plus in.
Wow.
So that's 3,900 plus muskies that were stocked into the Fox chain
last year. And one of the, you know, someone could say, oh, that's too many muskies. But whoa, wait a minute here. The Chain of Lakes, if you fished at Chain of Lakes 8 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, but if you fished it 8 to more years ago, this isn't the same Chain of Lakes in McHenry Lake County that you know. This is a different body of water. I mean, there's bass, walleye. There's a great forage fish base in that lake. There's so many opportunities for the buffet table to be there for the pike, the muskie, and it's proven out there. I mean, I've been out there fishing with some of the guys from the club, and you know, I'm seeing follow up to the boat, and I kind of stop. Like every stupid fisherman, you know, I kind of stop cranking the bait and go, wow, look at the muskie.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. Keep that bait moving.
I know it is, but it's like, you know, wow, look at that fish. And there's some fish with space between their eyes that we're seeing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So those are quality fish. So, I mean, this is really a program that you've proven to the DNR, Illinois DNR, that, hey, this can work. This can work. And because you've put in, you know, anywhere between 700 and 900 each the last couple of years, and they saw how they're growing and their popularity of them, they're like, well, you know, maybe we're going to have to help these guys out a little bit, you know, which I think is fantastic, Mike. It really is.
Yeah, thank you.
You know.
Yeah, we work very closely with the DNR, and Frank goes out there, and they set up nets in the springtime,
mm-hmm.
and they set them in strategic places around all the lakes, and then they go and they check the nets and let the fish go that were in there, and they record what was in there, and in past years, they've seen 1 to 2 muskies
mm-hmm.
per net. This past year, they saw 4 to 5.
Really?
Which means there is an abundance of the muskies in the Fox Chamber.
Wow. And if there's an abundance, that makes it, well, you would hope it's easier for us to catch.
Well, it's a very large chain, and it goes, you know, the Fox River runs through it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those people that are catching muskies down in Geneva and Aurora,
yeah,
those are muskies that came from the chain.
Yeah, this is so cool. This is so cool.
What our goal is to get, and I'm not sure what it is right now, but our goal is to get 1 muskie per acre.
Wow,
that's where the DNR tries to get, and we try to help with that. There's no limit on how many muskies we can stock at this time.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to put 10,000 muskies in there, we could. But that would cost a lot of money.
I was just going to say, who's got the checkbook out? You know, that's a lot of fish. And these muskies, you know, what is it? Your bill this year was like $14,000?
Yes.
$14,000.
$13,000 this year.
Okay, $13,000, you know. So it's $13,000 worth of fish from fishermen. This is and Mike, this is what I love about you guys with the Fox River Valley Muskie Inc. You know, this is you guys put, as they would say, put your money where your mouth is. You're doing it. You know, you're saying, okay, we're raising the money, we're putting fishing. And
right.
Yeah. And like I said, the other programs that you do are all fantastic programs, and everybody enjoys it and has fun doing it. The other thing is, when you say, well, it's the Fox River Valley Muskies, you know what? These guys and girls, because there's women that are part of the organization, folks, they're not just a muskie group. They're, if it's got, you know, gills, they want to catch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so when they have a tournament, I mean, they enjoy walleye fishing, they enjoy bass fishing, they enjoy doing all this other stuff. And their meetings are great. They have great speakers. It's at Chandler's, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Where's
Schaumburg. In Chandler's Chop House.
Yeah.
Which is the Schaumburg Golf Club.
Mm-hmm. Schaumburg Golf.
Roselle Road.
Roselle Road. Easy to get to. And they meet once a month. If you went on to the website, which, could you have the website address?
FRVMuskie.com.
Yeah, FRVMuskie.com. You can get all the information and who their speaker is going to be. And it's an organization and a club, in my mind, well worth joining. Because they put the pedal to the metal, and they do the job to get help the environment and for people to catch muskies and just get out and enjoy the outdoors here in, you know, the Fox River Valley area.
You know. Right. And speaking of the Chandler's, tomorrow night actually is our meeting. It's the second Wednesday of every month. We start at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Sierra from Veterans Guide Service will be speaking. And he is a major guide on the Fox Chain of Lakes.
Mm.
He also was on Muskie Hunter this past season.
Mm-hmm.
With, and caught a lot of fish.
Yeah, and caught a lot of fish. Very good. Well,
but I said this was the year of the monkeys. There were a couple other things I wanted to mention. But,
yeah.
This Thursday, Chicagoland Muskie Hunters, which is another muskie club,
mm-hmm.
are going to be putting over 1,300 muskies into Lake Geneva.
Oh.
So that's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And on September 17th of this year, the Delavan Homeowners Association up there put 1,050 muskies into Lake Delavan. And that lake has not been stocked with muskies since 2014.
Wow. I know, because they got a pretty good pike population in that lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But I've seen some big muskies in Delavan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know...
So it's kind of interesting. And even when we went and put the 200 muskies into Long Lake,
mm-hmm.
the Homeowners Association also purchased 350 walleye and 150 pike, and they stocked those in there at the same time.
Just to round it out, right?
Yes.
Just to round it all out.
You know, the circle of life.
Yeah. And you know what? Like I was just thinking, I go, this is what, you know... When people talk about, and I really mean this, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. I go, when people will talk about, oh, you know, the good old days of catching, you know, when we'd go up and do this, and we'd go up to here and do this at this lake in Wisconsin or Illinois, or we did this. Yeah. But you know what? The good old days are coming back really fast, aren't they?
Yes. The fish of 10,000 casts.
So maybe now, instead of 10,000, you have to only cast 950.
There you go.
Mike, once again, thank you so much for coming on the program and telling us about the stocking program. Great job that you and everybody that's part of that organization, the ladies and the men that all believe in the great outdoors and making it sure that it's here for our children. Okay?
Thank you for having me. If anybody would like to donate, you can go on our website at frvmuskies.com and you can make a personal donation. We do take donations from anybody. For the stocking program, so.
Sounds good to me.
It's $12 a fish.
12 bucks.
That's what I paid this year.
And it probably
will. So adopt a fish.
Adopt a fish, you know. They'll put your name on the side of it. No.
Yeah, there you go. You'll come back and catch them in 10 years.
That's right.
Exactly. 50 inches.
Oh, Mike, thanks so much for coming on, okay?
All right, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It's that time of the year to get out into the field for the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Pheasant and Quail Hunt at the Wayne Fitzgerald State Park in beautiful Wren Lake area, November 29th and 30th. Treat yourself and get your hunting friends to come for 2 days of a guided pheasant and quail hunt with dogs, lodging, food, bird cleaning, and memories that'll last a lifetime. The event includes late morning check-in and lunch on November 29th, a full afternoon of hunting, followed by a cocktail reception, dinner, and auction in the evening. On November 30th, a morning hunt is scheduled. So sign up at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. See you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2000.
214-580-2577. 314-580-2577. And plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I'm having a good time like I always have a good time. But we need to get into the fishing reports pretty quick here because we've talked way too much today. Let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends from Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with those people either. Okay, Papa, things are getting a little slow. We went down to the Grand River, and I saw a few of my old buddies, and they said that the fish see the fish, but the fish see them, and they're ignoring them. I guess they don't want to bite, Aiden. Roger's dad went out of Muskegon, and they were catching lake trout and some steelhead in 120 to 170 feet of water.
The lake trout they caught, he said, were in the bottom 20 feet on spinning glows, and steelhead were caught in the top 35 feet of water on orange-colored spoons. Hopefully the rivers will be good this weekend, and I'll give you a report of how many fish we caught, but right now I have to leave and get to football practice, and my sister needs to go to cheerleading practice, but we are going to go fishing. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. Well, thank you, Aiden. And our fishing report from Aiden is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's talk about Northwest Indiana. My buddy Tyree said he was staying in the streams right now, picking up some salmon on spawn sacks, skein. They just bounce them along the bottom. He did see one guy casting some straight inline spinners, and he caught a couple of small fish. But he says everything else is pretty well quiet. Well, in the Cook County Forest Preserves, as well as 52 other locations throughout the state of Illinois, it's the opening day of put and take, as we call it, inland trout season. Rainbow trout were stocked in 59 lakes throughout the state of Illinois, of which like six of them are in Cook County, some in Lake, some in McHenry, some in DuPage. So you can go to Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors to get the full lowdown on all of those. It's a pretty good spot. Down by Wren Lake, they got the water that they needed. Kind of muddied up a little bit, but that's okay. It's going to calm down in a couple of days. Look for a little bit of largemouth bass on spinner baits and ratlin baits since the water's a little dirty. That'll get a couple of bites. Crappies, mixed in size. Some big, bunch of little, some medium size. Just keep it up, you'll find some fish. Channel catfish are pretty good on minnows and leeches. Just bounced along the flats down there. So definitely check out enjoyrenlake.com for the latest places to go and just some great items to do when you're down in the Wren Lake area. Channel Lake, boat traffic's pretty heavy on the weekends, but midweek it was really nice. Cut bait for those catfish, bluegill are hitting waxies, and chartreuse mini mites can't go wrong. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, and that means we're coming to the end of the show. Man, fast show today, fast show. And I always like to leave you with the Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Pueblo Nation. It says, the base of all things is love and respect. The base of all things is love and respect. Oh, how true that is. That is, you know, that's one of the good ones to remember. The base of all things is love and respect. Remember that. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We want to make sure that there's a lot more for them than there is for us. Because the good old days of fishing and hunting and camping are coming back. Let's make sure it's here for everybody. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.